because it's a good name. They don't use actually refined sugars in their sauce. Their flour in the dough is unbleached. And I'm going to tell you, it makes a difference. That sauce and that dough, trust me when I say this. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAC. That's 412-362-7725 or SPACbrothers.com. S-P-A-K brothers.com. Oh, I know, I had another story with that Drive-By Trucker show. And that story was their sound man. Yeah, this is how nerdy the Mockster goes. I was talking to the sound guy. Well, I was first talking to the lady at the merch table as I was buying my t-shirt. And then we started talking about the sound guy. And she informed me that the sound guy was Henry Barbie. And no, I know, all of you are like, I don't know who that is. I didn't know who that was. However, I knew there was a connection. Did you listen to my show last week? Did you listen to my program last week? And if not, wow, that's strike two on you. But that's okay. It's okay. You can still redeem yourself by continuing to listen now or just turn your radio off. I played a solo album from Dave Barbie, an engineer, a producer from the Athens, Georgia area, and I played a song last week off of his solo album. Well, Henry's his son. So I had to go to the sound guy and say, hey, dude, you don't know me, and I'm just some weirdo who's just approaching the sound guy, but I played your dad on my radio show last week. And I think his response was, cool. So before we end the encore presentation version of this show, how about we play something with Henry's dad playing bass? Let's actually hear the bass line. Yeah, Dave Barbie was playing bass and sugar on those first couple albums. So this is for all of you. It's Sugar. Seems like a good idea to me. How about you?
She said, What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identitytheft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identitytheft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I want to know, do you love me anymore?
Thank you. your game. See that man dressed in black? A lady told me that he almost broke her back. 'Cause he's a mojo king. He's got the magic touch. Oh yeah, he's a mojo king. I tell ya, man who rubs. The fella over there thumping the bass. That lady said he could really suck some face. 'Cause he's a mojo king. He's got the magic touch. Oh yeah, he's a mojo king. I tell ya.
Thank you. Thank you. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
Hey, kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Just like a rainbow, I'm fading away. Papa leaves me most every day. Oh, he don't mean me no good. Why? You know, I only wish he would. I've almost gone insane. I'm forever trying to call his name. Look what you're doing. Think what you're doing. Oh, Papa, you caused my ruin. You caused me ruin. All the money I give to you, you make me mean and awfully blue. Oh, you'll miss me. You'll long to kiss me. Regret the day you ever quit me. Oh, Papa, think when you're always from home. I give you money, you don't want me no how, but you will love me one day somehow. And Papa, Papa, you won't have no mama at all. When you're always from home, I give you money, you don't want me no how, but you will love me someday somehow. And Papa, Papa, you won't have no mama at all.
No lie, tables turned. spoon, oh, that spoon, that spoon, that spoon. Well, it could be a spoon full of diamonds. It could be a spoon full of gold. Well, just a little spoon of your precious love satisfies my soul. Well, men lying about that. Some of them crying about that. Some of them dying about that. Well, everybody's fighting about spoon. Oh, that spoon, that spoon, that spoon. Sand. Well, just a little spoon of them 45 said you're from another man. Been lying about that. Some of them crying about that. Some of them dying about that. Well, everybody's fighting about spoon. Oh, that spoon, that spoon, that spoon.
Shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. You know you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. Kept on shaking me, darling. Oh, you messed up my happy home. You know you moved me, baby, just like a hurricane. You know you moved me, baby, just like a hurricane. Oh, you know you move me, darling, just like a earthquake move the land. Oh, sometime I wonder what my poor wife and child go to. Oh, sometime I wonder what my poor wife and child go to. Hey, you know you made me mistreat them, darling. Whoa, I'm madly in love with you. Shook me, baby. You shook me all night long.
While I'm sitting here crying alone, won't you help me please? I'm sitting here begging at rock bottom. I'm sitting here crying alone, please save me. I'm sitting here.
faith and fears, flying high till I came down, crashing to the ground. Helpless and hopeless now, my spirit been chained and bound, my soul still seeking truth, but I'm baptized in 100 rooms. I'm sitting here crying alone, won't you help me please? I'm sitting here begging, rocked out home. I'm sitting here crying alone, please save me. Crazy anger, depression, grieving, resentment, admission, acceptance, forgiveness, redemption. I'm sitting here crying alone, won't you help me please? I'm sitting here begging, at rock bottom. I'm sitting here crying alone, please save me. I'm sitting here begging.
Talk to strangers, you always hear it said, they only take advantage, get it through your head. But I get so lonely, ain't got a man, looking to meet somebody any way I can. Talking to strangers, trying to meet somebody new. Talking to strangers, that's all I can do. Find me a lover, find me a friend, find me somebody before this long night ends. Strangers, won't someone treat me right? A little human kindness to get me through the night. World full of lovers, everybody's got a mate. Gotta find somebody before it gets too late. Talking to strangers, trying to meet somebody new. Talking to strangers, that's all I can do. Find me a lover, find me a friend, find me somebody. Guess your sign. Have I seen you here before, or is this your first time? How about the weather? Does it look like rain? Are you the man I need to take away this pain? Talking to strangers till it's time to go home. Talking to strangers. Oh, thank you. case is closing, calling it a night. Put the chairs on the table, turn off the lights. But I'll be back tomorrow in the dress I love the most, looking for a lover, someone to hold me close. Talking to strangers, trying to meet somebody new. Talking to strangers, that's all I can do. Find me a lover, find me a friend, find me somebody before this long night ends. Strangers, ooh, strangers, oh.
Don't have no mercy in this land. Well, death don't have no mercy in this land. Well, he'll come to your house, but he won't stay long. Look in the bed, somebody be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. Well, death will go in any family in this land. Oh, death will go in any family in this land. Oh, this land. Well, he'll come to your house, but he won't stay alone. Look in the bed, one of your family will be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. Well, he never take a vacation in this land. Death never takes a vacation in this land. In the bed, oh, your mama will be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. In this land, where give you time to get ready in this land. No, they won't give you time to get ready in this land. Death don't have no mercy in this land.
Time has come to tell you how I feel. Oh, the time has come, baby. I want to tell you how I feel. My emotions are running wild. I don't think my heart will ever heal. What can I do? I want to know, what can I say? What more can I do? Tell me, what can I say? Well, you're a mean mistreater. Why do you do me this way? I toss all night. Sometimes I just can't help but cry. I toss all night long. I just can't help but cry. Little bit of that love, girl, you know Big Pete is satisfied. Yes, he is. It's come tell you how I feel. The time has come, baby. I want to tell you how I feel. Listen, my emotions running wild. I don't think my heart will ever heal. Listen now, you took all of my money. You got the keys to the new car. Now you're talking about going on the other side of town. I guess you'd be out there just riding some of your dudes around. But let me tell you something. You need to come over and sit down and talk to Big Daddy, because hey, that don't happen. I'm gonna tell you like it is, girl. Look. Bring your fine self over here and sit down on my bed. I just want to talk to you, baby, and tell you how I feel. And look, you're looking so good and fine and stuff. And I like that little short dress you got on, too. Oh, my goodness. Makes me want to holler sometime, girl. Come here. I love what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing. Girl, you better stop that. Oh, I love the way you put your body. I don't want you to shake it, cause you might break it. That means that big feet have to fix it, too. Oh, you gonna give me my keys back? I appreciate that, honey. I see you done laid down my money, though. You can always come back and get a little bit if you need it. I mean, hey, Big Dad might be fussing, but he didn't eat it. You still love me. I mean, hey.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Now up above my head.
Up above my head.
You know
head.
I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
And I really do believe.
Yes, I really
I
do believe that
there's a heaven somewhere.
Heaven somewhere.
One of the emails that I get over and over again from people in the audience in some form is something along the lines of, hey, you know, David, things seem so terrible. Things seem so hopeless. I'm kind of fantasizing about just checking out, not paying attention to news anymore, not paying attention to politics anymore, not voting, not engaging in any way for the political system, with the political system. And this isn't like an off the grid checking out where you're going to live in the middle of nowhere and generating all your own electricity and growing your own food. I'm not talking about that sort of checking out. I'm basically saying you're just not going to follow the comings and goings of the political system and news and the like of it. And you'll just engage with stuff that you like, video games or sports or whatever the case may be, chopping wood, etc. And often when this question is asked, we on the left, and sometimes on the right, but today I'm talking as someone on the left to my colleagues on the left. Sometimes we on the left will respond with this super rigid and sanctimonious response that not only does it make sense to stay involved, but it's the right thing to stay involved. It's virtuous to be involved, and you're sort of failing in some way. You're bad in some way if you choose to check out and stop paying attention. And I don't think that's the right approach. And to some degree, what makes sense really depends on the individual. To just admonish and criticize people in this sanctimonious way because they want to bail on what's going on because it's so depressing or negative is actually not really something to be criticized. It does depend on how you're affected emotionally in your day to day by following what's going on in the news and the political system or not. Where I want to be super clear is that whether or not you pay attention, politics will affect you. What I mean by that is we shouldn't lie to ourselves about that component. Just because you stop voting and just because you stop paying attention doesn't mean you won't be affected by the decisions that are made by our local politicians about roads and zoning, or that your kids won't be affected by decisions made at the local school board or the PTA meeting, or that your state won't be affected by decisions made by the governor or the president. So politics affects your health care. Depending on who's in charge, maybe you have access to affordable and quality health care, or maybe you don't. Politics affects education. Depending on who's in charge, there may be robust public schools that are well-funded and inclusive and function, or there may not be. Politics will affect our environment. Depending on who's in charge, there may be policies that endanger the climate and spew pollution and whatever. Or you might have policies that are working to fix that. Politics affects your rights depending on who's in charge. We may have laws that robustly protect civil rights, or we may not. So I'm not going to both sides that part of it. However, it is okay to say for me or for you or for whoever, the emotional toll that this is taking doesn't justify the comings and goings of what's going on, and I'm going to stop paying attention. It's not useful to anybody, including the people who remain involved, to have a group of people involved, but only under some kind of guilt or pressure that you must follow the news and see what people say on social media and whatever the case may be. In fact, I would actually make the argument that we all benefit if the people who are engaged in a healthy way, and that those for whom it has become unhealthy do disengage. I think we're all better off in a particular sense. So this is why at the end of the day, when someone calls me and says, hey, my daughter's trans and I live in Mississippi and I'm thinking about just getting out, the sanctimonious side will often say you must stay and you must fix Mississippi from the inside out. If you bail, we all lose and that's bad. But at the end of the day, we have one life to live. And if what you need to do to keep your daughter safe is to leave Mississippi and go to a blue state, we should understand that that's a logical decision. In the same way, the same might apply to engaging with news and politics. We need to have people engaged in a healthy way. Now, what does this mean? Well, maybe you adopt one of my habits, which is part of the week you take yourself out of paying attention to this sort of stuff. I do this on the weekends. I'll see people Sunday and they'll say, David, did you